The 2017 Community Summit is being presented in partnership with Race and Reconciliation, UWF Inclusion Spotlight, and a Pensacola Interfaith Initiative, groups that already have started a series of conversations focusing on compassion and acceptance.
People who are discussing how to reach across what might be seen as barriers or walls of division among our community, among our society, how to overcome those barriers.
Tim Evans is executive director of Habitat for Humanity, which is presenting the summit. He hopes it will be a catalyst for moving those smaller conversations into a broader community-wide dialogue.
Developing within all of our neighbors a sense of us working together, a sense of we, and utilizing that as a position of strength to do what is sometimes the hard work of moving this community forward.
Evans says much of the discussion will center on what it takes to develop what's known as a compassionate community.
Well, a compassionate community is one that recognizes that we are all people. There are some real common things that we share, a common concern for good things for our kids, a good future, a healthy lifestyle and a healthy environment to live. And those types of things that we all share allow us to have this sense that we can come together and help one another out of a compassionate background.
Someone who knows a lot about the subject is the summit's keynote speaker, Karen Goldman. Goldman is executive director and co-founder of Compassionate St. Augustine, the first city in Florida to achieve the designation in 2013.
The work that has to be done is that you have to be able to have a place, have a table, if you will, where all are welcome to be able to bring their thoughts, observations, ideas, and especially their passions to the table.
Goldman says their work has resulted in the formation of a number of initiatives that focus on community needs and strive to meet their mission to inspire. These initiatives include Compassionate Women and Compassion in Action. This is a group of citizens that seeks out monthly speakers on issues related to criminal justice and prison reform.
These are judges, these are lawyers, these are advocates from throughout the state who bring a new understanding of what's happening with mass incarceration in the state of Florida and the new Jim Crow, if you will, to an audience that would never necessarily have paid much attention to it in the past.
As residents of Pensacola explore whether to begin the process of becoming a compassionate community, Goldman says the greatest benefit will come from the journey and actually practicing compassion via the Golden Rule.
Not just be a teaching, but how is it that you really put it into practice as we try to solve the problems in a community, such as racism and homelessness and incarceration and food deserts and all types of things that affect communities like St. Augustine and Pensacola.
Goldman will be joined at the summit by her husband, Reverend Ted Voorhees, who's vicar of St. Cyprian's Episcopal Church and partnering founder of Compassionate St. Augustine. The event will also feature a panel of local speakers. They include Rabbi Joel Fleekop of Temple Bethel, Dr. Karen Barber, Director of Federal Programs for the Santa Rosa School District, and Dr. Kia Wiggins, licensed psychologist and certified group psychotherapist who also works as an instructor and psychologist at the University of West Florida. Habitat for Humanity Executive Director Tim Evans says this year's format will be a bit more participatory.
We will be doing work by table. Some table talk, table discussion, as well as some reporting back to get the input from the community, to begin not just the discussion, but the thoughts and the response, and to begin getting some traction behind this.
The event will be held at the Sanders Beach Corrine Jones Resource Center this Wednesday afternoon from 1 until 4, with registration beginning at noon. More details and online registration available at PensacolaHabitat.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.